أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Continuing with our look at Qiyama clothes.
Today we will look at Surah number 82, which is Surah Al-Infitar. Surah Al-Infitar is part of a group of three surahs that are very similar to each other. We've just done Takwir, which was Surah number 81. This is Surah Al-Infitar, which is Surah number 82, and we'll find the same theme in Surah Al-Inshiqaq, which is Surah number 84. And the theme is the graphic depiction of the day of Qiyamah. This surah sort of carries on from Surah Al-Taqwir, where Surah Al-Taqwir leaves off. Let's first look at what infitar means. Infitar, in essence, is to tear something along its length. It's like ripping open something, and then everything from the inside gushes out. The root word is fatara, to split, to come into sight. Eid al-Fitr comes from the same word, to mark the arrival of a new month. A veil is torn and one enters a new environment. Fitr is also breaking, the breaking of bad habits in the whole month. Therefore, it's called Eid al-Fitr. So the same word, infitar, to split, to break. The word fitra, from the same root, which means innate nature or instinct, inherently recalls the idea of origin, and we see from its related forms that the origin of anything springs from a crack. So let's now look, or begin looking at the surah. Again, just as we saw in Surah Al-Taqwir now, we have four whens before we come to a then. Four conditional statements, and then Jawab al-Qasam, the answer, the then to that state, to those statements. So the first one is, إِذَا السَّمَاءٌ فَطَرَتْ. When the heavens, when the skies are torn apart. The heavens are held together by different forces which maintain the planets and stars in organized orbit. When the forces that keep them intact stop, there is a reversal of the norm and the tearing open of the skies. And it follows on, وَإِذَا الْكَوَاقِبُ انْتَثَرَتْ. When the stars, when the planets have fallen and scattered. Because the sky is like a canopy. If it had lights on it and the roof ripped, the lights would all fall. So the planets, the stars, will all fall. Two words for a star in Arabic. We have najm, which refers to a twinkling star, while a kawkab is a fixed star or planet that assists in direction, so it shines brightly. Then he says, وَإِذَا الْبِحَارُ فُجِّرَتْ. When the seas boil over. Fujirat is to explode. A fajr is one who violates the law in the worst of ways. Fajr is to tear apart, the night to release the day. Again, when the forces and systems that keep the cosmos intact stop, there's an explosive result. It could be the drying up of all water, reversal of the norm. And then the fourth conditional statement, وَإِذَا الْكُبُورُ بُؤْثِرَتْ. When the graves are laid open. بُؤْثِرَ is to turn upside down, throw into disorder, but basically when everything hidden will be exposed. So now we look at Jawab al-Qasam, the then after the whens. عَلِمَتْ نَفْسٌ مَا قَدَّمَتْ وَأَخَّرَتْ. Every soul will know what it has sent ahead and what it held back, possibly the opportunities we left behind. Remember in Surah Al-Taqwir, Ayah 14 said, عَلِمَتْ نَفْسٌ مَا أَحْضَرَتْ. Every soul will know what it has brought with it, what it has presented. Here now there is an elaboration of the life works, of the presentation. It's a 360 review of our lifetimes. What we sent forward, what we had already done, but then what the effects of those deeds were. Just like in Surah Yasin, we say, Inna nahnu nuhyi al-mawta wa naktubu ma qaddamu wa atharahum. We give life to the dead. And we record what you did and its effects. So here, the lasting effects of our deeds. In essence, the legacy that we left behind or we will leave behind will be absolutely apparent. Let's now move to the next section, which is from Ayah 6 to 12. And here, it's an appeal from the Rabb to the slave to the abd, to introspect. One of the most beautiful ayat of the Quran, where Allah says, Ya ayyuhal insan, O human being, ma gharraka bi rabbikal kareem, what has diverted you from your generous Rabb? The address is insan. Insan comes from uns, someone who seeks love and affection and wants to show love and affection. And it also comes from the word nisyan, which is forgetful. So in that one phrase, Allah is addressing this creature who seeks love and affection and who forgets that its origin is his Rabb and tells him, Ma gharraka bi rabbikal kareem. Ghar, diversion or deceit. Who deceived you? What was it that took you away? Let me paraphrase this. O you who are already a worshipper of unity, of Tawheed, by whatever name you may call it, what made you so arrogant as to imagine that you are separate from your ever generous Rabb? When the outer shell of the world will come to an end, what excuse does a human being have for having elevated himself apart from the one reality? The human being's essence is generosity and blessings. So what made him so conceited? It's an appeal to the essence without the worldly trappings. See, the surahs that we did in surah number 18, Abasa, we see the distance from the Quran, the message. In Taqweer, we see a distance from the messenger. And here the Rabb is asking in Infitar, why are you distancing yourself away from me, your Rabb? And then he describes himself, Alladhi khalakaka fasawaka fa'adalak, who created you, then made you complete, then balanced you. Fi ayyi suratin ma sha'a rakkabak, into whatever form he pleased, he constructed you. These two ayat, these two verses are a single conversation. So the first step was creation, khalq, which progressed until everything was settled in its proper place and well proportioned. Taswiya, in the context of humanity, it means all of the human being's organs and limbs are positioned in their proper place. And then all the organs work together in harmony, which is ta'dil. Adala comes from the same root, denoting there is a close coordination and harmony between various parts of different affairs. And then after those stages comes the fourth phase, that of composition, tarqib. While all animals have eyes, ears, hearts and lungs, their constitutions are not the same. All flowers have leaves, branches and stems, but there's a difference in terms of shape, colour and fragrance. In other words, diversity makes a variety of compositions possible. So given all this, he's saying, don't you see the generosity of this magnificent creator? He fashioned you exclusively and balanced you so well. So then, why should he not balance this life with the hereafter, which leads to the next ayah where he says, Kalla, bal tukadhibuna biddin. Nay, you deny the judgment day, you deny the hereafter, you deny accountability. Why would he make you so, with so much care, with such exclusivity, and then just leave all that and let you die with nothing afterwards? So he's saying, you denied all this. Deen comes from Dain. We will be paid back precisely for what was done in life. And then he says, Wa inna alaykum lahafidin, and surely there are guardians over you. The Quran constantly reminds us that our actions are fully transparent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because we're supervised by an all-seeing monitoring system. And he continues, Kiraman qatibin, ennobled beings writing down. These are the powers and energies within the human being that record our story from within. Every single cell in our body echoes our entire beingness, containing the history of all that has happened, all that is happening, and all that will happen. And that's what the next ayah says, Ya'lamuna ma taf'alun, who knows all that you do. And then we move on to the final section, ayah 13 to 19. And this describes the big impact at the end of the world, the description of which includes our own end, the judgment on Qiyamah, and also the same thing that we read before, the will of Allah will prevail. It gives the two contrasts. In the labrara lafi na'im, the virtuous people Those who are goodness, walking, talking goodness, will enjoy an abundance of bliss. And Na'im sort of indicates that this continuous. So they're already in bliss. There is guidance here and the results are in Akhirah. And then وَإِنَّ الْفُجَّارَ لَفِي جَهِيمٍ. Most surely the wicked are in a burning fire. Fujar, one who explodes with sins. Jahim, it's the state of a lion when he's about to pounce. And then when? يَسْلَوْنَهَا يَوْمَ الدِّينِ. They will enter it on the Day of Judgment. وَمَا هُمْ عَنْهَا بِغَائِبِينَ. And they will not be absent from it. In other words, they will not be able to evade that day. And by extension, not be able to evade the consequences of their deeds, because every action leaves a lasting effect on the doer's inner self. We cannot hide from who we have become, for every action has an equal and opposite reaction. And finally, وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا يَوْمُ الدِّينِ. What can explain to you what the Day of Judgment is? ثُمَّ مَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا يَوْمُ الدِّينِ. Again, what can explain to you what the Day of Judgment is? The repetition is to impress upon us the gravity of what it's all about. And he answers finally in the last ayah, يَوْمَ لَا تَمْلِكُ نَفْسٌ لِنَفْسٍ شَيْئًا وَالْعَمْرُ يَوْمَئِذٍ لِلَّهِ. The day on which no soul will have any power at all to do anything for another soul, and the absolute command on that day will be that of Allah. It graphically states the total powerlessness of the human being. There will be no control over anyone else. The whole soul decision will belong to Allah. So let's sum this up. The first section gives us four cosmic events that will lead to the beginning of the judgment day, when one's life works and their legacy will be apparent. In the second section, we see that as human beings, we do not appreciate the honor and generosity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and deny the judgment day, deny accountability. We see the honor and generosity of the angels who record our deeds. And finally, the judgment of Qiyamah between two groups of people. There is no third. We are either abrar, righteous, through and through, walking, talking righteousness, or we are fujar, defiantly rebellious. And normally, the rebellious try to control the righteous. Here Allah says, you'll be totally powerless. The human being will have no control over another. Everything. The absolute command will be that of Allah's. So the key ayat here are Alimat nafsum ma qaddamat wa akharat. Every soul will know what it has sent and the legacy it left behind. And then the appeal from the Rabb. Ya ayyuhal insan, O human being, ma gharraka bi rabbikal kareem. What deceived you from your most generous Rabb? Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiyul alim.